And joining us now to talk more about the new infrastructure legislation and its impact on Americans is Julia Manchester. Julia covers national politics as a breaking news reporter for The Hill. Julia, good evening. Nice to have you.
Thank you for having me, Ruta Bay.
So this is a legacy moment for President Biden, especially considering this window that is probably pretty narrow to have a Democrat-controlled White House, House, and Senate.
It's absolutely a legacy moment, and it comes maybe at a bit of an inconvenient time for President Biden. Look, earlier in the week, we saw that Democrats suffered a major loss in Virginia's gubernatorial race, and then they saw a too close for comfort victory in New Jersey. And I think you heard a lot of Democrats saying that they had wished this legislative victory had come before those elections. So definitely a tough week for him, but he's definitely welcoming this victory. Look, ahead of the midterms, he wants those down ballot Democrats running in the Senate and the House to have something to run on, and this definitely gives them that ticket. That being said, though, I think you're seeing still there's some divides within the Democratic Party on this. A number of progressives went against this legislation last night, so, you know, definitely a uphill battle, I would say, to go for Joe Biden.
No question about that. That's definitely revealed itself in this process. Many of the items in this bill are going to take a few years, some of them, to actually reveal themselves. Will voters have the patience to see them through before the next election?
You know, I think a lot of it ultimately depends on, you know, the economy, really. And I know as election and campaign reporters, we say that a lot. But, you know, like you said, Ruta Bay, a lot of these measures are going to take years to get implemented. So I don't know if infrastructure is going to have the biggest impact on voters ahead of next year's midterms as maybe the economy would ultimately. You know, the polling on this is mixed. An Emerson College poll released earlier this week showed that 34% of voters polled said they had a positive view of the infrastructure plan, while 39% said they had a negative view. So I think right now, Democrats really need to push the messaging on this. You know, they're competing with the economy, really, but they want to definitely make sure that this is a positive spin on this legislation. You know, 10 years ago, or over 10 years ago, I should say, during the Obama administration, they also passed major legislation in the form of the Affordable Care Act. But we saw following that passage, Barack Obama suffered major congressional defeats. So I think they need to be very concerned about the messaging over the next year on this legislation.
But part of this is about the economy, right? The touting of millions more jobs to be created.
Absolutely. And if that takes a while and we continue to see inflation and rising prices going up, that's going to spell bad news for Democrats. So, you know, like I said, I think at the end of the day, this is a messaging game because we don't know how long inflation is going to be an issue. It could be something that's short term. It could be something that's long term. So, like I said, they need to be focused on putting a positive spin on this infrastructure legislation and really making sure they're selling that to the Americans. Democrats made that mistake ahead of the 2010 midterms. They can't afford to make it this time around when they're already going against some major headwinds.
Well, let's talk about what's actually in the bill and how Americans will see this in their everyday lives.
You know, you have a number of components in this bill. You have obviously components that address failing roads and bridges in the United States, but also the issue of broadband and connectivity, connecting maybe areas, more lower income areas and bigger cities that don't have access to broadband, as well as rural broadband. So I think you're going to see the Biden administration touting that and touting the fact that you're going to see a more connected United States potentially under this when it comes to the internet, but also on those issues of roads and bridges. You know, look, this is something that we've talked about going back to the Trump administration. It seems like Infrastructure Week has lasted multiple years, and in many ways it has. So I think the Biden administration is really hoping to deliver on this as soon as possible.
And we talked about what this means for the Democratic Party, what it says about the divide within the party, but should we have been surprised that it took this long?
You know, it's hard to say with how progressives and how moderates have really dug in on this issue. And we've seen this going on for weeks now, well over a month. I don't think it should come as a surprise that we are where we are. And I think that you're going to see the Biden administration and maybe Democratic leadership on Capitol Hill really try to reach out to these progressives to make sure that they are unified going forward, even as they go to pass this economic stimulus package. But what's so ironic about this entire situation is that you have progressives like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Jamal Bowman of New York pushing against this. But then you have these 13 Republicans, many of whom are retiring or not seeking re-election next year, going with Joe Biden on this infrastructure package. So it was definitely a little twist that a lot of us, some of us expected, but it's definitely the irony seeing who supported it and who didn't.
And the mansion and the cinema factor as well. So now Congress can focus right on the climate and the social spending package now that the infrastructure package is out of the way. How is that endeavor now going?
Well, I think they're hoping to pass that as soon as possible. It's obviously something that they want to do to appease progressives, but I think there is still obviously some complaints over the size of that package. I mean, progressives wanted $3.5 trillion originally, and they're not getting $3.5 trillion. So it'll be interesting to see the negotiations that go forward on that, but I think they're going to try to pass it as soon as possible so they can appease the progressives who said they didn't want to pass infrastructure without that separate economic spending bill that addresses issues like climate change and social spending.
And the president actually holding court with lawmakers before election night, urging them to get something through before the election and saying the whole party could be at stake. Julia Manchester, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.